Well, hello there. Welcome to Fireside Chat. Are you ready? Number 300. And I even have an official streamer, blower, squeaker, squawker. Very effective. That was an embarrassing moment, I have to say. Anyway, it is number 300. I'm Dennis Prager, and the CEO of PragerU, Marissa Streit, is with us to celebrate and to bring you actually extremely significant news about PragerU. So it's a double, really wonderful broadcast of the Fireside Chat. And just to be philosophic for a moment, because I can't help it, I have to, I'm just philosophic by nature. And I have mentioned this on a number of occasions. I'll say it again. To do things, to achieve things in life, is slow and steady is the best way. And when I think about it, that this is the 300th, you know, we didn't do 300 in 300 days. We did 300 in 6 years. But it works that way. It's a good lesson for life. Just keep working at something. You don't have to go crazy, but you have to be consistent. And it's worked. And I will say one other thing about the Fireside Chat, which is important to me personally. If you watched numbers 10, 47, 211, 3, well, we're not up to 3, you know, 114, you would benefit. I don't think anything is dated. Some things might have had to do with some things that were taking place. I spoke a lot about lockdowns and why I thought they were a catastrophe, but that alone is worth watching. Why would somebody say things so different than what the dominant media, the dominant scientists, the dominant teachers' unions were all saying? I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned there. I'm proud of the fact that I didn't buy that stuff and explain to you at the time why I didn't. So the Fireside Chat has gone through some very interesting years, and we hope for many more years to come. So, Marissa, I believe you were here for 250.
200.
200. So you come every 100? That's fine. I think that's a nice tradition to establish. Wow, 400. Well, it's only 2 years.
Yeah.
God willing, as they say.
God willing. And God willing, we'll have good things to report every time.
That's exactly right. Put this away because it's making noise.
Yeah.
One more time.
Hold them for me.
Okay. Whose idea was this?
Not mine.
Nathan, was it your idea?
I don't think Snoopy likes the noise.
Oh, that did it. You're right. Oh, that is so sad. Well, anyway, did you folks catch Snoopy at least? Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder what was the last episode Otto was on? Because you know, I mean, we're still publishing Otto's Tales.
For sure.
As we should be. Otto truly lives on.
Exactly.
There's no question about it.
Legacy of Otto.
Well, anyway, the Fireside Chat was, I don't even know whose idea it was. We had no idea if it had any legs. Me sitting in my house, just alone, talking to people. And God, has it worked out. And it's unique in anything that I do. And I can't explain exactly why. It's very intimate. Maybe that's part of it. It's very real. I try to everything I do to be real, but it is. So, okay. So it's the 300th, and thank you all for being with us for the celebration. But we have some extremely, extremely significant news, and the person best equipped to tell it is Marissa. And I'll say one thing, philosophic. So it's an interesting thing. I believe you're a gift. I don't believe. I know you're a gift to us. Don't even react. It's just everybody knows that. So the only question is, and this is a question, and I don't have an answer. Was it good luck that we found you, or was it God's will? And I'm not being cute. I'm not being even complimentary. It's a compliment, but that's not meant. I don't have an answer philosophically to that question. I deeply believe in God, but I don't know. I never feel I can say God did X or Y or Z in my life. Because how do I know? And yet, it's so remarkable that you're in my life and in prayer. How long did we exist before you came on?
A day. One day.
One day? Is that true?
Pretty much, PragerU really started in my kitchen after you and Alan met with me right by the studios in Glendale, where you have your radio show. And Alan bought me a laptop and basically said, "Okay, George Washington."
By the way, he blew the whole budget by getting you a laptop. That was about what we had.
Right. We had some very little seed money to get started, like many other nonprofits. And he said, "Okay, well, Marissa, you're like George Washington, a general without an army. Go, figure it out." Thanks to Alan and you and the fact that you believed in me, we kind of took one step at a time. And you talk about the fireside chat, not knowing really where it's going to go. I mean, that has really been the story of PragerU, right? We could get so overwhelmed if we think about all the things that we need to fix in America, specifically in the world of education. But we realized early on is that we should just take one step at a time and keep experimenting and keep going. And the more we did, the more we realized we could do more. And that has really been the story of us over the last 13 years. I feel the same way. Did God lead me to you? I mean, you have had such an impact on my personal life beyond the career and the work that we have done together. I know I'm a better mother. I know I'm a better wife. I know I'm a better friend. I know I'm a better leader, thanks to all the wisdom that I have received from working with you and learning from you and listening to you. I know that there are a lot of people out there who are listening that feel the same way. I mean, just you have this ability to touch people with wisdom, and so many trees have grown from that.
Well, you're a big tree. You're a forest. Okay, so what's the big news?
So the big news is that we are now making it into schools. And PragerU have started with a direct-to-consumer model. Our concept was that America's schools are failing us, whether it's kindergarten through 12th grade or college. We know that when we send our kids to school, we're playing Russian roulette with their values. And so originally, we realized that if we could only make content that would reach our consumers directly so that they can inoculate their kids, or kids that really want to learn more are able to find us on the internet online, they would be able to learn what is not being taught in schools. And for the first 10 years, that was really our model, just make content and disseminate it on the internet. Over the last 2 years, we launched a new initiative called PragerU Kids, where we started making animated shows that take actual things that kids should be learning in schools, K through 12th grade educational tools, and we put them on the online through our website, we have an OTT, just like Netflix has a little app, PragerU has an app, and millions of parents have downloaded this app and have been showing our content on their iPads or phones or even on our website. And that has been massively successful. But most recently, we've been able to create a new journey for our customers, a new way for kids to find PragerU material. And that is by actually creating turnkey lesson plans for schools. Our first partner is Florida. And so Florida has made us a state-approved vendor. This means that if a teacher uses PragerU content, PragerU turnkey lesson plans in schools, they should not get fired. If they want to purchase any of our magazines or books, they can receive state funds to purchase them, and so they're not out of pocket. And they can find our content on the portal so that they have more access and more visibility to what PragerU is making. And we are working very closely with the state of Florida to make sure that the videos that we make actually echo the state standards. And so it's really a partnership that we have developed with the state educators. This is not just happening in Florida, but like much of what we're seeing in the media right now, Florida has been very bold about giving the power back to the parents because the teachers' unions have really tried to suffocate us out of being involved in our kids' education.
So Florida, I'm just reviewing. So Florida has announced we're official. PragerU materials are official. A teacher has full permission of the state to use it. No school can fire a teacher for doing it. So obviously it raises the question, has any teacher been fired for using PragerU material?
Yes. Not necessarily in Florida.
But no, I know. Not in Florida. Yeah.
Yes. There are many teachers who have been fired for using PragerU material.
Really?
Yep. I mean, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, has put us on some sort of hate list. I mean, they themselves are a hate group. And so, you know, these schools
are justified. By the way, we have a video on the Southern Poverty Law Center. It is truly a vile organization of left-wing haters. That's all it is. Their job is to smear anyone with whom they differ, period. And that they are cited is depressing.
Right. I mean, and we also know about NewsGuard. So NewsGuard has a partnership with the teachers' unions.
Right.
And so when kids go online in schools, there is this alert that shows up that says that the content that PragerU makes is misinformation. And so schools have been using that as a reason to reprimand teachers who use our content.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's what they do. That's what they do. If any right-wing organization said this is misinformation, would any school put it up? Of course not.
Right.
Which ironically would be accurate because there is so much misinformation. Like America was founded in 1619.
Exactly.
Like slaves built the country. Slaves built plantations. Slaves didn't build America. If slaves built America, why didn't they build Brazil? There were about 10 times more slaves brought to Brazil than to the United States. Brazil should be the richest country in the Western Hemisphere if slaves build country. The poorest part of America was the South. That was where slaves were. It's not a knock on slaves. It's a knock on lying. Mm. But they lie a lot. They lie about us. So let me now, because we talked about this, so let me just very quickly deal with we're not accredited. We're not a PhD or degree granting institution. We say that on the front of everything we put out. It is, you go to PragerU.com. That message is there. We are not accredited, which means we're not an official degree granting, diploma granting organization. To which my response is, so what? And therefore what? Therefore, you can't learn? Aristotle didn't get a PhD. Should we study Aristotle? They make it sound as if that is the only thing you can learn from, a place that grants degrees. But that isn't even true. Are they pro-Hillsdale College? Hillsdale is accredited. Hillsdale grants degrees. They hate Hillsdale as much as they hate us.
Right. Well, you talk about accreditation. So one part of it is the people who give the accreditations are really supported by institutions that are an extension of left-wing arms. If you look at the teachers' unions and the type of impact or influence that they have on the Department of Education, they practically own the Department of Education. And so we have realized early on that if we have to be accredited, we would have to do all of the mental gymnastics to fit in with what it is that they're expecting us to do. And then we would fall into that same trap of not being able to teach the things or speak about the things that are controlled by these large institutions. But what's really interesting with PragerU Kids in this new initiative that we have right now is that many states recognize that there are ways for kids to learn things not through accredited institutions. So several states are enacting this new program called Learn Everywhere. And Learn Everywhere is fascinating because they're realizing that there are kids who are learning incredible things and doing incredible things that they should get school credit for. For example, my kids go to something called Russian School of Math on the weekends. Now, I know this sounds really overwhelming. Why am I sending my kids to learn extra math on the weekends? But that's one of the things that, you know, is important to us as a family. Why shouldn't my kid actually get school credit for learning extra math, even more math than what they're learning in school? Or there are many kids who are incredibly athletic and they're part of, you know, maybe a certain team or part of a league, and they work out every day. Is there a reason why these kids can't get physical ed credit for school? So if you think about that and you realize that kids can really learn everywhere, why should a kid who is learning from PragerU, let's say the entire financial literacy module, why should they not get credit for learning financial literacy if they can actually show that they're able to complete the entire module? And so we're actually working with several states right now on giving school credit to children who are completing our modules. And that is an incredible thing. Again, bringing the power back to the parents, allowing the parents to encourage their kids to do extra because they will get credit for it. This is one of those amazing things that we're learning as we're developing this PragerU Kids platform.
Bill Bennett, the former education secretary and drug czar, was in this house many years ago, and his son was with him, and he went to Princeton, the son. He said, I just want you to know, Dennis, I learned more at PragerU than at Princeton.
Yeah.
Okay, but Princeton is accredited.
Right.
Just for the record, I do believe that. I believe that clearly you're not going to learn physics, chemistry, biology, any of the STEMs, science, technology, engineering, math at PragerU. We don't teach it. You don't learn it here. But with regard to life, understanding life, history, the world, theology, the meaning of life, how to be a better human being, you would do much better watching all our videos than going to almost any college.
We're talking to many schools about giving kids credit for learning civics through PragerU. We have a great kids show, which, by the way, is really fun. We believe in edutainment. Or, like I learned growing up in a Jewish household, teach them with honey, right? Learning should be a really fun thing. It should not feel like a chore. And so we try to make our content as entertaining as possible. And so teachers really love it because we're helping these teachers make great lesson plans. What a great way to learn civics. What a great way to learn American history. Why do we have a nation with amnesia, as you would say? 13% of Americans know what they need to know about American history, but they can watch our videos, learn it.
Yes.
Get a certificate, provide it to their schools, and the schools can give them credit for it. Why not if they know the stuff?
Let me show you how the left wing covers this news, which is driving them crazy, that Florida has now officially accepted PragerU material.
New at 11, after putting in place new standards, the state's education commissioner says prevents indoctrination in schools. Florida's Department of Education has approved educational materials from a conservative radio talk show host. The CEO of PragerU posted this message online.
We have seen that our schools have been hijacked by the left. They have been politicized. They have been used by union bosses. They have been doing everything under the sun, not for our children. And the state of Florida just announced that we are now becoming an official vendor. This means that if you are a teacher in Florida, you cannot be fired for using PragerU content.
PragerU Kids is a nonprofit and offers its content for free on YouTube. Critics have called it radical right-wing content. In a statement to News 6, FDOE says that a Florida Department of Education reviewed PragerU Kids and determined the material aligns to Florida's revised civics and government standards. PragerU Kids is no different than many other resources which can be used as supplemental materials in Florida schools.
And from the Daily Beast. And by the way, I believe in free speech. They have the right to object. But they lie. Because truth is not a left-wing value. It's a liberal value and a conservative value, not a left-wing value. So listen to this. The right-wing advocacy group PragerU. So interesting, what makes us right-wing? It's an interesting question. I won't get into that now. I will only say right wing for the left means anything that reveals to the world what the left is about, not liberals. We're not anti-liberal. We're pro-liberal, as it happens, because we share most values with liberals. Leftists share no values with liberals. So anyone who sort of alerts the world to the mortal danger of leftism is right wing. Okay, fine. The right wing advocacy group PragerU, infamous for publishing nationalistic videos. So you click on it, it's got a URL, and is that the Yoram Hazony one? Mm-hmm. Okay, so a word on that. First of all, it says videos. We have 550 videos. One is on nationalism. But we're infamous for nationalistic videos, so it's a lie. Secondly, people should watch it. And then you decide if that's a bad thing, a good thing, mixed bag. I just want people to understand there is good nationalism and bad nationalism. Why is that so complex? The celebration of a good nation is good nationalism. The celebration of a bad nation is bad nationalism. So context is everything. Do we want to abolish nations? The left does, actually. Therefore, anything that celebrates nations is bad. Next, what else do they say? And for its founders, that's me, hate of Pride Month. So I pretty much know what I have said in my life. Did I ever say I hate Pride Month? So again, there's an underline. You click on it. So one thing that comes up is one of my columns. So my issue was not Pride Month. My issue was the whole Pride issue. So you'll love this. I opened up with the story of my bar mitzvah. One of my gifts was a book, Great Jews in Sports. It was not a thick book. Okay. All the jokes we know. Right. Okay. And I said in my article, that's what I opened with. Now, am I anti-Jewish? Because I said I didn't understand at 13 what was there to be proud about great Jewish boxers or baseball players. I didn't relate to it. I still don't relate to it. And at the end, I asked a very important question. If you are going to take pride in members of your ethnic or racial or religious group, will you also take shame in the ones that do bad? People only have it in one direction. There have been shameful Jews. There have been terrific Jews. There have been shameful blacks, terrific blacks. Shameful gays, terrific gays. So I don't understand. That was the whole point of my column. I don't understand. If you didn't achieve something, what are you taking pride in? And they listed as Prager's known for my hate of Pride Month. This is what they do. It was a beautiful piece about let's celebrate achievements, not groups.
Mm-hmm. You should also know and notate that David Blumberg gave us the seed money to make PragerU happen. David Blumberg, who's one of our board members, mm-hmm. and I believe you're a godparent to his kids.
Yes, exactly. He's gay. He's married to a man. He's a board member. He gave the seed money. My wife and I are, as you point out, godparents to this couple's children. They know, everyone knows that I have been opposed to, let's put it this way. I have been for keeping the marriage definition male and female. Right. They know it. I know it. And yet I love them and they love me enough that what does godparent mean? If God forbid they die, my wife and I are the moral educators of their children.
Well, one of the reasons why David...
Of a gay couple's children. I just want to make that clear.
Well, one of the reasons why David supported PragerU Kids and continues to do so is because he is concerned that kids are sexualized in classrooms. He is concerned with
He has our values.
Correct.
He's a gay who has our values. Why wouldn't a gay have our values? That's the point.
Right. And so, but they try to attack us, making this claim that, you know, we hate gay people. I mean,
hate Pride Month, right, as if I love all pride except LGBTQ pride.
Right.
I'm not a pride fan. Okay, right. That's it. So the Daily Beast is just lying. These are all lies. So, okay, fine. So the rest is just a description. But I want you who, probably any of you watching, hear things about us. Mm-hmm. Check into it. Click on the underline, the URL, the link. And then see what did Dennis really say? What did PragerU really say? And then not only will you realize we were lied about, you could be proud of what we said. It's usually morally beautiful. Mm-hmm. What else did we have? Any other attacks to read?
One of the main criticisms against us is that we teach that America is a good place, right? We teach Americanism. So it's not just nationalism that upsets them. It's also the patriotism in our education, which I don't understand why people would have a hard time understanding that we need to raise kids that love their country. How are they going to grow up to defend America if they don't understand America and love America? What nation on planet Earth is teaching its students to hate its country? It makes no sense. And I think one of the reasons why so many parents love the PragerU content and why, you know, millions of them have been using our videos is because they do want to raise kids that have national pride. But that this is something that is becoming less and less popular in schools through the popularization of left-wing education in public schools and even private schools.
To not be grateful to have been born in America or to have become an American citizen. So talk about education and gratitude. So I have a line. In America, you get a BA in ingratitude, a master's in ingratitude, and then a PhD in ingratitude.
Right. To not be grateful for America is really, I think, one of the reasons why so many kids are unhappy.
Oh, well, what are they grateful for? Name one thing leftists are grateful for. They're not grateful for America. They're not grateful for their religion. They're not grateful for their freedom. What are they grateful for? And it's an open question. It's not even an attack question. I'd like to know. I know what liberals are grateful for. I know what conservatives are grateful for. What are leftists grateful for? And that's why they're unhappy. And every poll, even left-wing polls, say conservatives are more happy than leftists. And I'll tell you one of the big reasons. We're grateful.
Mm-hmm. That alone is a reason why parents should turn their kids onto
PragerU. That's right.
That
yes.
alone, to raise happy kids. It's not just the knowledge that they're getting from
Absolutely.
Us. It's the values that they
yes.
will be getting for us.
Well, I'll use a word that the left hates. Our stuff is wholesome.
Mm.
Wholesome is like a dead adjective.
Right.
But it's not jaded. It's like I could tell if a kid has been homeschooled. And you know how? They're not jaded. They have an open smile that you've always associated with young people and no longer.
Well, homeschool has worked very well for families because they really, you know, they not only learn gratitude, but they actually get knowledge. So
yeah,
if you look
right.
at what's happening in our schools, I think one of the reasons why everybody is so frustrated is because we send them there for hours. And, you know, during the lockdowns, parents have been able to see what is happening. You send your kid there for hours and you have nothing to show for it. Like, what did you learn today? Nothing. Is the reason the child is saying that they learned nothing today because they really, you know, learn nothing? Probably the answer
yeah,
is yes.
Yeah.
You know, they're either bored because, you know, they don't have teachers that have the right tools to have great lessons, or they're bored because, frankly, we have not been able to fire bad teachers. Do you know that in California, only less than 3 out of 300 teachers get fired every year. How do you run a business where you can't fire?
Actually, your statement raised a different question in me. When you said, how do you, I thought you were going to say, how do you get fired?
Oh, it's impossible to get fired.
What do you have to do?
Because the unions don't care about our kids. And so parents are waking up. We want our kids to learn stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're working with the state of Texas right now, which is a fascinating project. They're starting to bring core knowledge into their education system where kids can actually have some cultural literacy where they can actually learn stuff. And what we're doing is we're taking the core knowledge curriculum that Texas is developing, and we're turning it into what we call these turnkey lesson plans so that the teachers can actually use the content that we're making, the videos, the way to check for understandings, and actually have successful lessons with kids. We don't want our kids to be bored in school. We don't want our kids to not remember anything. We want parents to get involved again. You know how many times I've heard from teachers, oh, the job of a parent is to just bathe the kids, feed them, pick mm-hmm. them up, make sure that they get a good night's sleep. If a teacher says that to you, you know you need to run. That is not true. Parents need to be engaged in their kids' education. And how many times have we asked for either the curriculum or the lesson plans and we have not been able to gain access to that? So one of the things that we're also pushing through this initiative is what we call the flipped classroom, where the videos that are shown in class can also be found on our portal, on our website, on our OTT at home. So the parents can sit together with their kids. And, you know, the unions don't want that. The unions want to teach whatever it is that they want to indoctrinate our kids with. We want the parents to get involved. We want the parents to watch the same videos at home with their mm-hmm. kids. And then the teachers can use those same videos for reinforcement. This stuff is revolutionary in education. But essentially, it's what we're trying to do. We're trying to disrupt a market that has not changed in 175 years. This is the one industry in America that has not really developed because there's been such a monopoly over education in America that we have not been able to see real progress. So is this an acceptable birthday gift to you, that we're helping change America for the better?
If there is a better one, well, cigars are better. Yeah.
Okay. No, they're not.
Oh, except for cigars. What could be a better gift?
I completely agree. August is my birthday as well, and I can't think of a better gift
than helping
America's kids. So happy birthday, Dennis.
Thank you. It's a great birthday. Thank you very much. I just also want to add, before we say goodbye, that when you folks hear about our videos and all the, what I showed, these examples of lies, if you looked at the subject matter of the nearly 600 5-minute videos, aside from just purely kid stuff, so much of it is about being a better human being, getting married, working hard, living by the Ten Commandments. Vast numbers of it are pure history. We have a video, we're working on videos on every one of the presidents, and they are as fair can be. You could not know any of the political views of PragerU watching our presidential series. Or John Yoo at Berkeley Law School on the Constitution. It would be difficult to ascertain his political views. He's just explaining the Constitution. And by the way, we have professors from Harvard, Berkeley, Yale, Princeton, Penn, Columbia, you name it. Are all these people part of the hate group that the Southern Poverty Law Center says we are? These professors would make videos for a hate group?
It's such a good point because, you know, the left, Scholastic, Highlights, these are organizations that make kids' content. they're not labeled as left-wing, but look at their content. It's as left-wing as it gets.
Yes.
Our content, especially PragerU Kids, is the least political content you will ever find. I'm wearing right now these earrings, as you could see them, from a show that we're about to launch about entrepreneurship. There's nothing political about our entrepreneurship show. It's really about encouraging kids to start businesses, to learn how to hustle. The show is called The Hustle. And it really is about teaching skills so that when these kids grow up, they can go and start their own businesses. And we want to revive the entrepreneurial spirit in America. There's nothing political about that. There's nothing political about our financial literacy.
Yeah, but it's healthy. They hate the healthy.
Correct. They don't want, I mean, sometimes I wonder whether they even want our kids to be successful. It's unbelievable to me. Like, they want to keep them down. What we want to do is lift our children.
Well said. This is a very big, it's a big deal that the 300th Fireside Chat and Florida, are there other states that you can mention that are working,
We're working with a whole bunch of states. We'll continue to make more announcements. But I'll tell you that the superintendents and the state commissioners have been thanking us because they have been telling us that they have worked so hard to either, you know, gain those positions where they do have the ability to make change, but they actually need the right content. And so imagine you just joined a school board and you wanna clean it up. You wanna bring wholesome content, but you don't have access to wholesome content, right? So we have this vacuum in the market that PragerU is now trying to fill and say, well, if you're a local community and you're able to bring good stuff to your kids, well, what can you lean on? Like I mentioned, you can't lean on Scholastic, you can't lean on Highlights, you can't lean on some of these legacy organizations that have already been manipulated and taken over by the left. We are trying to fill in this gap as fast as we can. And by the way, for those who are listening and inspired by this, you should know that we are being attacked viciously by the left. You read one article. I have a stack of articles here. We have Yahoo. There's a lot of local news articles that are coming out attacking us. So we need support. And people can go to PragerU.com, sign our petition to state that you do believe that PragerU Kids belongs in schools, right? Because the media is going to say that PragerU Kids does not belong in schools. Sign our petition, support us. The stuff is not cheap to make. People who understand the world of edutainment or entertainment or education need to know that we need to hire more teachers, we need to hire more animators and illustrators. And so anybody that wants to help save America's kids' minds should go to PragerU.com and enlist in helping us out.
That's right.
And we're kicking off fundraising month.
Yes, we're kicking off fundraising month. That's correct. So go to PragerU.com. Please make a donation. Everything we do is free. That's exactly right. I can summarize it this way. We are trying to make happy and grateful kids. They are trying to make angry kids. They're succeeding, and we're succeeding. So you have to figure out which you'd like to support. Marissa, God bless you.
God bless you, Dennis.
And you know, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You're a gift in my life. And we hope PragerU is a gift in your life. That's really all we want it to be. So I'll see you at Fireside Chat number 301 next week. Thanks.
Thank you for watching this video. To keep PragerU videos free, please consider making a tax-deductible donation.